You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Tasting Tables 2013 Lobster Roll Rumble. If you like lobster and live anywhere near New York, you don't want to miss Tasting Tables 2013 Lobster Roll Rumble. This is a special recording in anticipation of the event, which goes down June 6, 2013. The event takes place at the Metropolitan Pavilion at 125 West 18th Street in New York City. Tickets can be purchased starting March 20th at tastingtable.com/rumble2013. You think you've had good lobster rolls, but you have no idea.
Hello, this is Leah Eden with HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I am on the line today with Sarah and Carl Sutton, the owner-operators of Bite Into Maine in Fort Williams Park, Maine. And they are also one of the contestants in this summer's Lobster Roll Rumble. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Great. We're really happy to have both of you on the line. So, Sarah, you are operating out of Maine. You are focused on lobsters. However, you guys are not native to Maine. Is that correct?
That's correct. We actually are from the Midwest and first came out to Maine in, I think, 2001 and fell madly in love with it and finally moved out here in 2004.
Okay. And Carl, what did you guys fall in love with? What caught your eye?
Oh, wow. When we came out here, we were pretty blown away by not only just being on the ocean, but we went to Portland first and on our way to Acadia, and we were really drawn to Portland. It was a great city. It was very walkable. It was very comfortable. It was had a lot of cultural amenities for a city its size. So we were pretty immediately smitten with it. It had a lot of great restaurants for a city that's of its size, and we were just really drawn to it.
Okay, and Sarah, since you both came from the Midwest, you came to Maine. Do you remember the first time you tried lobster in Portland or in Maine?
Absolutely. Well, being from the Midwest, we didn't have a lot of great lobster experiences because it wasn't fresh like it is here. And we went, I want to say when we first came here, we were pretty much going to have lobster at every meal. That was our goal. And I think that's the goal of a lot of people. So we had it actually at a place that no longer exists on the waterfront in Portland and put on our bibs and got out our, crackers. And we did the whole lobster dinner with the steamed corn and the clams and a whole lobster. And it was a messy, wonderful experience.
Oh, that's fun. I always love hearing about people's first experiences when they do that, because it is such an ordeal and it is, very physical. Did you guys know what you were doing? Did you have, a lobster mentor?
We had to follow a diagram.
Oh, no.
And we had to ask for help.
I always think that must be the most fun job, to be a waiter in a lobster shack and be able to teach people how to do it and then potentially make fun of them a little bit as they go.
Right. It's got to be fun seeing everybody with the bibs on, though. That's got to be a perk.
Yep, absolutely. So, Carl, tell us a little bit about how did Bite Into Maine come about? You guys fell in love with the area. How did you decide to set up a lobster truck there?
Yeah. Sarah and I had been working various jobs, anywhere from waitressing to I was an audiovisual technician, once we got here, and we really decided that we wanted to start our own business. And Sarah had taken a trip down to Austin, Texas, and had seen the food truck scene down in Austin, and it was pretty incredible. The stories that she came back with, I think she ate pretty much every meal for 2 weeks that she was down there out of a food truck. And we talked about that was going to be the way that we were going to try to move forward to do this in Portland. At the time, we didn't realize that Portland did not allow, the ordinances didn't allow for a food truck at the time. So we had started to work on putting this together to operate in Portland, and we're realizing that we couldn't operate in Portland because they were very size restrictive. They're only allowing carts. Right at about the same time as when Fort Williams Park opened up to allow proposals to have vendors in, and we really saw it as an opportunity to do what we were trying to do in Portland, which was have a lobster roll focused food truck, to do it in this incredibly iconic, beautiful location, which almost worked out better than we could have imagined doing it in Portland. And so we put in a proposal. We were very focused on lobster rolls, Maine-centric products, as people who fell in love with Maine. And that's what we set up to do. And that was our plan, to do one thing really well. Right from the start, we were accepted. And this year will be our third year in operation at the fort.
Okay. So you say, you know, you were accepted right away. I want to talk a little bit about that, because Maine and lobster kind of go hand in hand. It's very iconic of the area, and I am curious what was the response when two Midwesterners came over and said, "All right, we're going to do this Maine style." Was there any concern about coming in as outsiders?
Well, I think we were really upfront that what we were trying to do was, you know, we were trying to represent it from a point of view of two people that fell in love to Maine, mm-hmm. and were coming to Maine. Fort Williams Park was actually one of our first stops when we had visited years ago on our way up to Acadia, ironically enough. And so we were never trying to position ourselves that, you know, we're from Maine, this is what we do, it's in our blood. It's, you know, all of our lobster experiences, I don't even recall eating lobster before Sarah and I came out and visited in Maine. And not just the lobster, but everything about Maine is what we fell in love with. But we did receive, especially that first season, not only being from the Midwest and doing lobster rolls, which people hold very near and dear in Maine. It's a very particular thing, but also we've got traditional and non-traditional lobster rolls. And so there was quite a bit of skepticism from Mainers coming up, not really being familiar with us at first, and seeing a wasabi lobster roll. Or these non-traditional lobster rolls. So there was a little, we definitely did get some skepticism, which is good because you can engage people and kind of tell them what you're doing. And I mean, like I said, we have the traditional and the non-traditional. And but at first, it's because in Maine, it seems to be you find there's a lot of lobster rolls, but typically there's not a lot of necessarily a huge variety styles of lobster rolls. So to see people doing something different in this really iconic setting was... At first, we did sense a little bit of, I don't know if you'd call it apprehension, but...
Until they tried it.
Right.
And then they became believers. But it was funny because some people would come up and be, like, confused that we would have more than one style, because in Maine, they're all Maine style. So it's actually kind of a running joke with us, you know. A lot of people will come up and say, "I don't get it, they're all Maine style," you know, even though we offer different kinds.
Right. So, Sarah, describe some of those non-traditional rolls for us. I've heard wasabi. What are some of your other favorite that, you know, might take people by surprise a little?
Well, we've narrowed it down right now to six that we offer. And so we have two that we call the traditional, which are Maine and Connecticut, with mayo and butter, respectively. And then we do a wasabi, a curry, and a chipotle. And, of course, we did lots of research and development on these before we decided on them. And we also do one that kind of toes the line between traditional and non-traditional that we call picnic style. And that one has, and that's the one we're actually going to be premiering at the Lobster Roll Rumble. It is a favorite of a lot of ours, as well as a lot of our customers. It has a layer of coleslaw, then some fresh meat, some hot butter, and some celery salt. So you get kind of the creaminess is coming from the coleslaw instead of a mayonnaise-based lobster roll. And it's delicious.
Yeah, the textures really work well, I think, too. And it uses a kind of a traditional local split-top bun that's butter-grilled on the outside, which I think a lot of lobster rolls kind of start that way.
Right, and I'm really glad you brought that up because, you know, of course, the lobster meat is kind of the, you know, the star, but I always think the bun is equally important, and no one ever talks about it. So,
oh, absolutely, because some people can really mess the bun up.
Exactly, it can ruin the entire thing. So, so Sarah, have you guys competed in the Lobster Roll Rumble before, or is this your first year?
This is our first year. We were extremely excited to be invited to it because we consider it the Lobster Roll Olympics. And it was a goal of ours to hopefully be invited some year. We did not anticipate that we would be invited so soon in our business, but we've kept our eye on it the last couple of years and just think it's one of the coolest events out there, especially for people who love lobster rolls.
It is a pretty cool event. I was able to go last year, and it can be a little overwhelming because there's so many different kinds, but it is just, it's a fun, exciting, energy-filled environment, but it's also incredibly delicious and exciting to see all the different kinds of lobster. So, Carl, you guys have been looking forward to this. You've been waiting and hoping to be invited. Now you're going to be here. You'll be here in New York on June 6th, and you'll be competing against quite a few other chefs for the title of Best Lobster Roll. Do you guys feel prepared? Are you in it to win it? Kind of what's your plan of action?
Well, we're obviously really super excited. Like Sarah was describing, this is a goal of ours from the time we opened our business, so we're absolutely ready to go out there and to represent ourselves the best that we can, and we are absolutely in it to win it, and we're excited too because the permit with the park that we have, they only allow us to be a certain size, so we're pretty tiny. I mean, we're literally about 6.5 feet by 10 is the space that we are allowed to operate within the park. So we're really kind of the little guy, but we can't wait to go out to New York and compete with the rest of the restaurants that are there.
Right. And how did you guys decide which lobster roll to debut at the Lobster Roll Rumble? I mean, was there any consideration about maybe bringing in one of these non-traditional lobster rolls, or is that a hard decision for you guys?
I think it was. I mean, we've also kind of kept our eye on other people's, what they've used in years past and what the reaction was.
You've been doing your research. Very smart.
I'm telling you, we've been following this. So we know that, generally speaking, the more traditional ones fare really well with people. And even though we think all of ours are equally as good, the picnic style, we've just found so many people who are real traditionalists, they like that one the best. If they try it, they generally end up having that one as their favorite. And it's our favorite after all the lobster rolls we've eaten. We just knew that was, the best one that we could, represent with.
Oh, great. Well, Sarah and Carl, it sounds like you guys have certainly done your due diligence, and you are you are prepared to be there. I wish you guys both the absolute best of luck. It's a really fun
thank
event.
You. Thank you.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today. I certainly want to try your lobster roll, and all of our listeners will have their chance if they get tickets to this summer's Lobster Roll Rumble. As a reminder, we've been speaking with Sarah and Carl Sutton of Bite Into Maine out in Portland, Maine. They do a pretty solid lobster roll, and so hopefully everyone will get a chance to taste it this summer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.